Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, brothers. Hallelujah. As I was preparing this, I felt in my spirit that maybe some or many may be feeling in yourself that am I worthy? You may be thinking of yourself whether you are worthy. Sometimes you might feel, or you might compare with other people and say, oh, why it's not with me? Why it's not for me? And it's not me who wants to talk to you, but the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you today. Who you are, how special you are, and how precious you are in the sight of the Lord. If you can cooperate with me, can you please turn to the person to your right and left and say, you are precious to the Lord. Special, precious to the Lord. Precious to the Lord. Precious to the Lord. You're precious to the Lord, sister. You're precious to the Lord. You're precious to the Lord. You're precious to the Lord, brother. You're precious to the Lord, sister. You're precious to the Lord, brother. You're precious to the Lord. You're precious to the Lord. You're precious to the Lord, brother. Praise God, Father. Praise God, Father. Praise God, Father. Praise God. Oh, Rabbi. You're precious, you're God. You're precious, Lord. You're precious. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Sorry for if there is anything. But this is how when we have the service, when I was a pastor, I don't just stand up, sit, and then go out. No, it's not like that. I make the service to be alive because we are serving a live God. He's not dead God, he's an alive God. Fill in the Spirit. Fill with the Holy Spirit. And rejoice in him always. Yes. Whatever your situation may be. You should come to that stage that say, this is nothing for me, it's big. For my Lord, this is nothing. Amen. That's how we should have that spirit. So that's 100% trusting in the Lord. And you don't have to doubt, your faith will not go back. You'll be always strong in your faith. So, in the past, sometimes my services also becomes very noisy. but I don't care about it because what the Lord tells me, I just do it. Yes, praise God for that. So, the person who is sitting next to you, to your right and left, are precious in the Lord. And what about you? You're also precious to the Lord. So that's why today we are just going to go through some of the scriptures and see what the Holy Spirit wants us. Because sometimes we get into that kind of a feeling that I'm not worthy. Because many times even I feel like that. Even when we had the church and I was a pastor, I said, I am not fit for all these things. I don't know why God has called me. It's better I like to be an administrator or something like a manager or marketing manager. I never thought, what is this? But every time I thought about it, no, this is not for me, this is not for me, I know the Lord keeps pushing me in. This is it, this is it. Then he will tell me, your thoughts are not my thoughts. His thoughts are entirely different to what we think. So, that's how he was keep on directing me in his way. So whenever I used to feel, even back in India, when many churches invite me to preach, I feel I'm not the capable person of preaching. But I don't know why, Lord, you're pushing me. And in many times, I used to tell them some kind of excuse so that I don't take any appointments from them. Try to avoid the situation. Because the reason is, no, I'm not for it. There's so many preachers who can preach, not me. So, the Lord was speaking to me about that one. And many of our people in this church may feel that you are not worthy. You are not fit. Or you might say, why I'm like this? And the answer to that is from the Lord. Please turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 1 to 13. I would like someone to read this aloud. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 1 to 13. This speaks about anointing David as the king. And if anyone would like to read aloud.
How long will you mourn Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.
And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me. But the Lord said, take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Then invite Jesse to the sacrifice and I will show you what to do, what you shall do. You shall anoint for me the one I name to you. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, neither has the Lord chosen this one. Thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? Then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is, keeping the sheep. And Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
Thank you. So here, what we see is Samuel has come according to the direction of the Lord to anoint the person, David. And here, what we see is when Samuel came to Jesse and all these sons were brought in there, one by one, Samuel was looking at their outward. Tall, hefty, good looking, yeah? And every time Samuel thought, oh, maybe this is the guy, maybe this is the boy, this is the man. And God said, no, no, no. Now why, if Samuel is a very good prophet, and why here he's not able to get a proper guidance from Samuel, or from God, is his mind was set, maybe, that how Saul was looking. Saul was a very good, handsome, tall, built man. So Samuel must be under the impression a king should be like that. And when he saw one by one coming, he says, oh, maybe this is, oh, he looks like Saul. Yeah, okay, he looks like Saul. Okay, he looks like Saul. And God said, come on, push him up, push him up, push him up, one by one. And then finally, this is all the boys' sons you have? He said, one more, dear God. Where is he? He's tending the sheep there. He's there looking after the sheep. He says, bring him. And when he comes, see, he was a small boy. The last and the least in the family. And God says, he is the one. See how Samuel, how he was looking, and see how God was looking. Man looks outside appearance and judges the people, and God looks inside. That's the difference. How we judge other people? When we look at other people, normally, what we think, the way they dress, the dress code, everything is there. Oh, they're well dressed. Then they're coming in a good car, costly car. Okay, financially, okay, they are. And then if they have some good profession, like doctor, engineers, or some marketing, or whatever it is, then they say, oh, professionally, they're well dressed. So financially, professionally, yeah, and then the way they are coming, the dress code, everything, we judge on that. They say, oh, okay, they are rich people. They are very educated people. They are really high society people. Huh? God doesn't see that. God doesn't see that way. God sees a person through faith and character. God sees the inside of your heart. What type of a person you are. How much faith you have got on God. And how that faith is reflected in your day-to-day base, in your life. The character. That's how God judges people. That's how God sees people. That's how God values people. One thing you know, every one of us is special to God. And because we are special, we have a value in us. It's not that how much we have worldly materials, but how much we have God in us. That's the more valuable thing. The most valuable thing, that nothing can be destroyed. So that's why Here God says, you are judging, you are looking at the outward appearance. But I am not looking to the inward. So many of you may be thinking, am I worthy? Why I am put like this? Why I am so down? Why things are not coming in my way? Why this is not happening? Why? We have a lot of whys. And the answer to that is just leave everything in God's hands and say, this is the will of the Lord. God knows better than what we know about ourselves. So, actual appearance doesn't reveal what people are really like or their true values. It's not the outward, but the inward. That's why, today I just wanted to encourage you, don't look at yourself and say that you are low, that you are down, that you are not fit for this. You are not eligible. It's not like that. You have to say, I am precious to my Lord and I am valuable to Him. And building that in you, you have a better character and that will be a blessing to other people. So, I just wanted to give you some other samples also, examples. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Actually, here, the Lord is speaking about do not worry about anything. So He's giving an example about the birds of the air. But I'm talking it in a little bit different way to tell you that Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, but still the Father takes care of it. So Jesus is there trying to tell them, do not worry about anything. And then then you find it later stage, He says, you are precious than the birds. You are precious than the birds. In God's creation, everything is precious to God. So what I'm trying to tell you is, even the small sparrows are very precious to God. God says, oh, these sparrows, they can't work. They are not eligible for benefits. Right? So God has to feed them. God has to take care of them. If God can take care of a small sparrow, how much God will care and precious. You are so precious to Him that He paid the price to redeem you. You are so precious to God that He sent His only begotten loving Son to this world to redeem you and me. Why? Because we are so precious to Him. Now you know how precious you are, how valuable you are. To redeem you, He has to give His own Son to get you into His family. He has to give as a sacrifice His own Son. That means how much, when you compare that, God has seen more precious. That you are a very, very, very precious person than anyone else, anything else, or in any creation. There's another one also in Matthew chapter, I think it's 10, verse 29 to 31. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 to 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hair of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. Two sparrows, which can be bought with one copper coin. If God cares for that sparrow, no sparrow can die without the will of the Lord. If he cares so much for a sparrow, how much value you are. How much precious you are to the Lord. How much we have to be thankful to him. Just think about it. We have to be so thankful to our Lord. Sometimes we feel a little bit grumpy. We feel discontent. Sometimes we are not satisfied. Sometimes we murmur. But just think about it. How God loves us and he says you are precious to me and you are a very valuable person to me. So in Bible, when you go through so many things, so many characters God used for his will and purpose. No one said that they are fit. No one said, yes, I am the able person. I am the right person. No one said. Whoever God used, even I remember once Collins was reading about that here, that so many, you were reading about so many people, and say, everybody was said, no, I'm not fit for it. I'm not a fit person. But God said, no, I want you. If you take Abraham, in what way is a fit person? Tell me. Today, the conflicts going between the Israel and Arabs, many people simply blame, this is all the fault of Abraham. This is all the fault of Abraham. Why? Because of Ishmael. But God knows what he's doing. God never makes mistakes. Never. He's always right. He knows what he's doing. God knows that Abraham is going to make a mistake. But still, God wanted him only. What he was able to see in Abraham is, he'll be a trustworthy person. He will put his faith in me. What about Moses? Take the life of Moses. When God wanted Moses to go to Pharaoh, speak to him, and deliver his people from the bondage, from Egypt, what did Moses say? Oh no, I'm not going there. He will kill me. And then he said, no, you have to go. No, I can't even speak properly. I have a stammering mouth. How can I? See the excuse. God said, yes, I know, but still you have to go. Because God knows there is something special. There is some value in Moses. Something is there. That only through him only that deliverance can be done. Which even Moses did not know about it. What about the life of Gideon? He was afraid of the Philistines and he was hiding in a place. And then he was talking to himself, Lord, where are you? Why you have put us into this situation? Why don't you come and help us? We are in trouble. Where are you? Come, help me. And the Lord comes. He says, yes, you call me? I'm here. I says, why all these things? If alone God is with us, why all these things are happening in our life? Yeah, that's why I've chosen you. You're going to be the next judge to deliver the Israelites. Never know. We do not know about ourselves, but God knows about what we can know. In your life, so far, you yourself do not know how much you were useful to other people. How much you are a blessed person to other people. You may not know, or people wouldn't have spoken about you, but God knows, because you have a gift in you. The Spirit of the Lord is in you, and the gift is there. And through that gift, the other person is being blessed. God called Nehemiah also to build the temple wall. There was no proper resources and other men and everything. But still, God knew that only through Nehemiah that job can be done. So we may feel that, oh, we are not. That's why we have to say, Lord, it's not in my strength, but in you. In your strength, yes, I surrender my life. You take care of me. You deal with me, Lord. Whatever you want me to do, I am there to do it for you. Just surrender your life. Allow yourself to the Spirit of the Lord to work in your life, and He will do the rest for you. Because when we think of something, when you keep thinking of something, when you're planning about something, then you get a second one. You get a second thought. And say, okay, this thought. And when you wanted to plan that and do that, execute that, you get another third thought. So you keep on, keep on executing. But if you allow yourself to the Holy Spirit and say, here I am, take me and use me, He will definitely take us. But one thing I'll tell you, if God wants something to be done through you and you alone, He's not going to leave you. He's not going to take another person. You may be in your young age, you may be in your middle age, or you may be in your old age. But if God has planned something in your life, He will accomplish it through you only. Let's see one verse in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. This chapter speaks about the Redeemer of Israel. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 3 and 4. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. What a wonderful verse you see. Speaks. Because you are precious, He honors us and He loves us. Being a child of God is not an ordinary thing. It's the greatest gift and a very precious thing. In fact, when you look at the people who do not know the Lord, or they are not being redeemed, we feel sorry and we really feel burdened for them. No? The privilege that we have with the Lord, and those people are not having. When you look at them, you really feel sorry for it. Oh Lord, they are not able to get that privilege what I am. We are His chosen people. We are His children. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 it says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Praise God. You are chosen. You are chosen. You are chosen to be God's children. You are chosen to be with Him, to rule over. You are chosen to be with Him always. And we are looking for that day. Yes? We are looking for that day when the Lord is going to come back. Even though we live with our families, wives, children, or parents, or whoever, still we feel that we are alone. Why? Because we need to go to the kingdom and be with Him, live with Him, praise Him all the time. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Say, holy, holy, holy. You're holy, holy, holy Lord. You're holy, holy, holy Lord. He's holy. How big God is. What a mighty, marvelous God He is. What a powerful God He is. Just think about it. When Moses saw the fire in the bush, he couldn't even go near to that. That was only, it was not the full glory of God, but it was a just like that. And Moses couldn't stand for it. And when he stood before that, after that, what happened? He looked different. He was not the same person. He looked different. You are serving that mighty God. You are living with that God every day, every minute. You are praising that God. Never say, the Lord didn't do anything for me. What He has given to you, be satisfied and be happy. And know, Lord, I know why it is like this. I know because it's all good for me. Whatever He does for you, it's a blessing and it glorifies His name. We do not know sometimes. According to the view of the world, we may say, no, it's not correct. No, this didn't happen to me. Why I'm like this? But God knows. What's right for you? What is good for you? What is blessing for you? And He will give that to you. In closing, I just wanted to share with you, which I was touched by that. When I put my finger in my pocket, don't think I'm going to take money and give it to you. No way. But I'm going to do that. And this is not my money. I borrowed it. After the sermon, I have to give it to that person. But something I want to tell you about the value. How much value person you are. And we were able to get the highest 20 pounds in England. And normally it's 50. But 50 we don't get. Only the bankers, the builders, and the big people only have the 50 pounds. Normally we don't get that 50 pounds. But anyway, I was trying to get a 50 pounds. I couldn't get it. That's the highest value in this country, right? And but anyway, this is a 20 pound, you know? This is 20 pound. And the queen is so beautiful. She smiles. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Don't you think this is a value? How many of you think this is value or not? Now you don't be sincere to me, please. If you find a 20 pound note on the road, even if you cannot bend, now be true. Does it have a value or not? Yes. What is the value of this? 20 pounds. You can get so many things. You can get good dress or good food or whatever it is. You can. Right. Now what I'm going to do is, this is you, but not 20 pounds value. You're more than that. But this is you and me. Now, what I'm going to do is, oh, Jesus. Praise God. Sometimes some people might spit on you. I'm going to spit on this. Okay. The queen should not get angry with me. Yeah? And then I'm crushing this. I spit it. I have crushed. And now, sorry to do that, but I have to do it. I'm stamping. I'm walking on it. What all I did now for this 20 pounds? Can you please tell me? Spitting? Crushing? Stamping. Right. When we are spitted, when we are crushed, when we are stamped, we feel like this. We look like this, we feel like this. Yes. But still, in the sight of God, what God tells you is, still, what is the value of this money? Praise God! You're spitted, you're crushed, you're stamped, but still, God says you're a valuable person. You are a valuable person. You're a valuable person. You're a valuable person. I hope God has spoken to you. He wants to strengthen you. He loves you so much. He says, you're precious to me. You've got a value. And God wants to use that. God wants you to be a blessed person. And He will use you. Praise God, Father. Thank you.